Do you have a secret?
I do. Once at my retail job, I saw my coworker steal some stuff, like $500 worth of stuff, and I didn't say anything. I just turned around and minded my own business.
Wow. Thank you for the secret.
I'm Ben Ham.
And I'm Dahlia Beta.
We're your hosts as we navigate the deep waters of humanity.
And listen to the stories no one ever tells.
You are entering the secret room. Hey Siri. If I wanted to meet someone on the internet, how could I do that?
There are several apps to help you if you are lonely. Hampod. Tap one.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Dahlia.
I have an announcement to make.
Yeah.
I am officially stating here on the Secret Room podcast that there is no longer a stigma for meeting people online.
Really? You've declared it, so it's so.
Yeah, I mean, so many people meet secretly online.
Yeah.
Like, just think about it. Craigslist, Casual Encounters.
Ashley Madison.
Exactly. There's tons.
Yeah. Well, I have friends who are married that totally met online, but they met on traditional dating sites. So they say.
Yeah. We've received a few secrets, actually, from some people who have used online means to connect to other people, maybe romantically or sexually, right?
Yes, it's true. Definitely secretly. Yeah, so around this, we put together a few interviews that'll take us through a couple of episodes to poke into this world.
Yeah, so what's happening this week?
Coming up in just a moment, I'll talk to a woman who is going to tell us about some really funny dates she's had online. And then after that, we'll talk to a woman who has a couple of different personalities. And one is her public personality, and one is her private personality online.
Yeah, and next week, I'm going to talk to a man about his adventures on Ashley Madison, which is a dating site for married people.
The one slight thing that worried me about the relationship was the fact that she was so young. She was 26 and less than half my age.
Okay, looking forward to that next week. So I went to a mall that's right next to the Pentagon outside Washington, D.C., to meet a woman going by the name Layla. She's our first guest in the secret room today. Hi, you must be Layla.
Hey, Ben.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
It's good, nice to meet you.
You too.
We grabbed some coffee, and that's when Layla told me her story.
I met this guy online, really handsome, very cute. We exchanged text messages and email messages. When I asked him what he did for a living, at first he wouldn't reveal it to me. Was very secretive about it. Kind of red flags go up, you're not quite sure what to expect. But he quickly revealed to me that he was in law enforcement. So we swapped emails and ultimately he sent me a picture of him on the job, and he was a very attractive guy.
So you were hooked.
And it was a picture of him in a suit and his sunglasses, and behind him was our current POTUS in the picture.
You're telling me that he was a Secret Service officer.
Bingo.
Protecting President Barack Obama.
Yes, he was. But a lot of his emails were just didn't have a lot of detail.
Were you able to verify that his story was true? Maybe he was just bragging and making up a story.
You're right, but the picture looked really legit. And ultimately, he and I set up a coffee date. I thought it wouldn't hurt. Let's just meet in person.
So the picture
knowing,
worked.
Knowing, yes. Well, okay. Yeah, I guess it was kind of hot.
And is this when you saw the wedding ring?
So, right. So,
really?
Yes. He did not take it off.
Okay.
So we met for coffee, and I got to ask him about his work. And I did get to see his badge, and I got to see his gun. So it was true. Yeah, definitely. I have no doubt. It's just amazing the type of men you meet online. You just never know who you're going to get tangled with. This next one was a local celebrity. Same scenario. We met online. We exchanged emails. Kind of had me guessing. And when we talked on the phone, he asked me if I knew who he was based on his voice. I guessed weatherman, and he laughed and said I was close. And he's on the air twice a day, actually. So we met a couple of times after that. This one was also married. Guess there's a lot of horny married men out there. And he really enjoyed sexting. So we did that a lot. And there was one evening where he was doing his 11:30 show, and he and I were texting before he went on air, and he had his phone with him. So I sent him a text as he was ending his segment. I sent him a text, and he picked it up on TV and read it and smiled. Kind of cool.
You're meeting some interesting people out there, Layla.
So totally, right?
Have you ever told anybody these secrets?
Nobody.
My secret is that I have a very robust online social life.
In a small town in the Pacific Northwest of the United States, there's a young woman in her early 30s who's living a double life. It's made possible by the tech trifecta of smartphones, the internet, and apps that allow her to connect to people anonymously. Her iPhone is her window to the world beyond. That young woman enters the secret room today. She calls herself Bells, a pseudonym that's an homage to the popular call girl author of the same name. What drew you to meeting people online? Why'd you do it?
Because I was bored, and I just thought chat rooms were very interesting.
You live in a small town.
Yeah, it gets very boring. I have a curious mind, and I like to meet new people.
Okay, I think that's true for a lot of people. What did you talk about?
It really wasn't about rainbows and butterflies. It was about sex.
What are you looking for?
To connect. Because I think it's fun to connect with new people, and I don't know. I want people that intrigue me. I want someone that intrigues me.
Why don't you tell your secret to more people?
I don't know. I guess it's fun to be like someone that could wear a mask, and I don't know. It's like my mask. Like I could be this person to everyone else, and then I could take off my mask and be who I truly am. So it's kind of like my guard.
So who are you when you have your mask on?
Well, I can become like a chameleon. Anything anybody wants me to become, that's how I am when I wear my mask.
Interesting. But your mask is when you're in public in your everyday life.
So I'm very innocent.
So you're professional at work. You have a professional job.
I'm very innocent with my family.
They have no idea.
No.
And they would be surprised if they could see behind the mask.
Yeah. That would be awful.
How would you describe the Bells without the mask?
A hedonist.
Out there having adventure.
It is fun.
What do the people who you meet online want from you?
Most people I meet online want sexual arousal. So I find out what their little kink is, and I feed off of the kink.
But Bells has a problem. You can't get lost in a crowd in a small town. Everyone knows everyone, and people talk. So the men she chooses to talk to online are not local. I asked her where they were.
From all over the world.
How come you didn't want to meet people in your area?
Because I was a good girl. I was a girl next door.
The people that you talk to, do they all want to meet, or are they all largely looking just for an online connection?
I think I become their imaginary girlfriend. I'm the girl that they become infatuated with very quickly. And 90% do want to meet, but it's my choice of who I want to meet. So I still kind of control it.
Describe yourself for me.
Which self?
The public self.
The public self is probably one that's witty, funny, very caring, nurturing, great listener, and I just love to help other people.
And describe your private self.
I'm more open. I explore. Adventurous. I'm not as private.
So how do people keep your attention?
I am interested in people that can teach me stuff about the world. I feel like in a small town you kind of get similar personalities.
Online you met people in other countries. And what kinds of things did you learn from them?
Their sexual desires.
Bells finds meeting people online thrilling. It's like a roller coaster ride, replete with exhilarating twists and turns. There are moments that tell her she's found something that can last a lifetime, and others that make her want to crawl into a hole and stay there. We all connect with strangers in the real world every day, at the supermarket, at work, at parties. Is human contact in the virtual world really so different or any more dangerous?
Being at home is like a safe place compared to going somewhere else and not knowing anything. I've established a lot of friendships.
Good friends.
Yeah, very good friends.
What are you looking for?
To connect, because I think it's fun to connect with new people, and I don't know.
Did you ever have a bad experience meeting people online?
No, but I do have one that wanted to stick a knife in my vagina. That made me not want to be on the online dating thing ever.
You did not meet that person?
No, I actually deleted everything that deals with me on there.
What was one of the better experiences?
Meeting someone that I feel like would be my friendship for life person.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Human nature being what it is, we all want to share our secrets to someone. That's what makes the secret room possible, and it's why Bells has joined us today. She told me she has a couple of close friends who know about her double life. What do they say about it?
They kind of think it's cool in a weird way.
Do you tell them stories about your adventures online?
They like to hear it.
I can imagine they would. So do you think that you will stay in the small town?
No.
What kind of place would you like to see yourself living in? Eventually.
I don't really know. I'm very spontaneous.
Kind of a free spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me what your process is online. How do you meet people?
I put my name. I never put my location. And then I put a picture and people just start contacting me. And then I start to dwindle them down by their personalities. And I can sense who's a bad seed and who is more trustworthy, I guess. A lot. Like on one app, I had 300 and some contacts. I was on there for a month, and then I only really started to talk to two.
What apps are you using?
Well, I first started off with Ashley Madison.
Okay, that was the gateway app.
And then I went to Whippler. And I liked that one because it was more about kinks. And you find people that have the similar kinky mentality that you do. Then there was one for Snapchat. And that one I was only on for like a week.
Is this something that you see yourself doing for a while?
That's an interesting question because new apps come out all the time.
How do you feel that the life of the online Bells affects the life of the Bells that people in your hometown know?
It gets exhausting. There are some times that I feel bad that I don't respond to certain messages. And sometimes I get overwhelmed. I don't let it control me, that's for sure. I don't. But there's times that it does get overwhelming because it feels sometimes like a second job.
But you must enjoy it because you can pull it back anytime you want.
Yeah. It's an addiction for someone that gets bored easily. And I have that problem.
Do you feel it interferes with your in-person relationships in any way?
No.
Does it interfere with work?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. It just takes up all your free time.
But if I wasn't doing that, I would be watching TV. So technically, but that's kind of boring.
Right. Why did you decide to tell your secret in the secret room today?
Because regardless, I'm still wearing my mask. Because you really don't know what I look like.
That's true.
Or listeners don't know what I look like.
That's true. Nobody knows. Bells? Thank you for joining us in the secret room today.
Thank you for having me.
That's a wrap on another visit to the secret room. But we're not done with this topic just yet.
That's right. Next week, it's all about one man's adventures on Ashley Madison, a dating website for married people.
Props to all the people who submit secrets every day to The Secret Room. We appreciate your quirky, your heartfelt, and your thoughtful secrets. If you'd like to share too, stop by thesecretroompodcast.com and click on share.
Thanks to the one and only Breakmaster Cylinder for music in the show, including our theme. And if you like The Secret Room, please help out the show. Seriously, people, it helps so much. Leave us 5 stars and a nice review on iTunes.
And subscribe.
What? That's my line.
I had to give it a try, Dahlia. Oh my God, I'm terrible. All right, everybody. See you next Monday or whenever you download. I'm Ben Ham. You can find me on Twitter at HamPod. That's with 2 M's.
And I'm at Dahlia Beta. You can also tweet our show at TSR Podcast.
Pod on.
Pod on.
Can I give it a try? Pod on.
Oh, gosh. What's happening?
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.